This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Watching this rain go away, the sun is starting to peek out, and it looks like we're going to have 5, 6, 7 days in a row with some beautiful, beautiful weather. And that is going to be great for everyone. Angela joins us. She does every single Friday morning from the YMCA. I've heard 5 pounds. I've heard the quarantine 15, which is kind of like the freshman 15. I have heard and read a number of reports and studies that people are gaining weight. They're, you know, eating their emotions. They're not going to the gym. Maybe they're not getting out as much as they should, walking and or running. What are you hearing from your friends and families and just customers and clients?
That's funny because we were actually talking about this yesterday, and I totally believe that. You can't do what you were normally doing, and you may be trying to replicate what you would do at the Y, but doesn't necessarily equate to that when you're outside. But we're going to change that because we're offering classes.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. So I want to talk about that and how people can participate. But it's also it's a lack of structure, I think, that does most people in, right? I mean,
like we've talked before, people like to do things in groups, whether it's actually in a group fitness class. They also just like to be around other people that are doing the same thing that they're doing, even if it's in the wellness center, just being around other people, walking on the treadmill or lifting weights, I think, you know, motivates people.
It does. Or having a trainer or having, you know, if everyone could do this on their own, they would.
Right. And then I wouldn't have a job.
I mean, seriously, there's a reason. I mean, right. and some people can, like you. But most people can't. Most have to have an inspiration. They have to have somebody to egg them on a little bit. They have to have some sort of internal or external competition. There's a lot of motivating factors that go into it, but most people aren't just able to get out of bed, get up and do it on their own.
That is true. And so we're, like I said, we're going to make sure that you get back to somewhat of a normal semblance of workout life here in the next month. And then hopefully go from there. Just keep going forward. That's what we're hoping.
All right. So how do people find out about what it is you guys are actually doing?
So they can go, the best place is to go on Facebook. We have detailed ways how to register. Abby's done a really good job of going through there and showing people exactly what they need to do online to get registered for the classes. When you do register for the classes, your membership will automatically be activated. So we want to make sure that people realize that. When I checked yesterday, we had 37 people signed up for the classes already. And our first class, which is Monday, 5:30 a.m., which is a HIIT class with Carrie, is already full. So,
all right. So what do we have then? When I'm clicking on this, I'm looking at group fitness, class reservations, personal training, lifeguard certification, swim. I mean, some of this doesn't apply, but what am I looking at? What is it under?
So this is not going to be good for me to ask, but to answer, but there should be a tab up at the top that says registration.
Yeah. I clicked on that. And then that takes me to a page that, has group fitness class reservations. Is that what I'm looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I click on that and it says I've got Burn Lab with Amy.
Yes.
Burn Lab with Amy, Dance Fitness with Mar.
With Mar. Mm-hmm. That would be the classes that you're looking for.
All right. HIIT with Carrie. On the Go with Penny, Pilates, you're teaching, it looks like, Strong by Zumba, and Tabata. So who are all of the instructors? I some of these names I'm not familiar with.
So Penny you would know because
Penny I know, yes, absolutely.
Yep. Carrie you probably, and Amy you probably won't know because they're the early morning people when you're working, but they've been with us for a really long time. Mar is, she teaches a lot of the classes for more, I would say the 60, 70-year-old population is her demographic. And then you have Strong, Molly, she does Strong by Zumba. And then I think we have Sky doing Zumba. They've been with us for a long time. They're our later evening instructors.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, people will be familiar then if they're members, they know. Yeah. And then Jackie is doing one as well. All right. So those classes will go on. Where will they go? How? I mean, you know, people used to go into the Y, going in, swiping their card, you know, all that kind of stuff that's not going to happen. So what's the sort of the, you know,
I get there, I pull in the parking lot, I park, and then what?
So right at the front entrance. We're going to hold it right in the front entrance. We were going to hold it in the pavilion, but we have been given the go-ahead to hold camp, so they will be hubbed out at the pavilion. So we're going to be right at the front entrance, right in that big concrete area.
Right.
That's where we're going to be, and today I'm going to be marking off squares for people to stand, and our instructor will be right at the front doors, and we'll have registration, and every class will just check off the person as they come in. They do not have to come in the door. They do not have to show cards. The front door will be unlocked in case people need to go to the bathroom. They can use the bathroom right when you walk in. Other than that.
All right. Now, but you do need to have a reservation.
Correct. In fact, if you walk in and you have not had a reservation, we cannot allow you to take the class. That is part of the governor's health ordinance. For gyms doing classes outside, we cannot take people who have not registered.
Okay, and then clearly, if you're not feeling well or things like that,
right,
you got to be responsible.
Right.
All right. So now, these classes themselves are free, or is there a charge for any of these outside
They're
of
free,
your membership?
As long as you have your membership activated, you can participate. Just like if we were holding them inside.
Okay.
You just have to be a member.
So, and that will, you said, automatically, if you, like, I see, like, if I go to the Burn Lab with Amy, right? That's
correct.
Friday, 5:30 a.m. till 6:30 a.m. Says right now there's 6 of 9 spots left. I just click register, and if I'm a member, then that will activate my membership again.
That is correct.
Okay, that seems pretty easy then.
Yeah, so you don't have to call and say, please activate. We automatically do that for you.
All right, and then you can sign up for multiple classes. And then what will happen then over the next 30 days, you know, as we look at you know, the next phase and then the next, and, you know, hopefully keep making these steps forward, what comes next?
So hopefully, fingers crossed, the next phase, we will be able to hold the classes inside in our Shaden Foltz rooms. Some of them will be in the gym, but most of them in the Shaden Foltz room, and we will take a maximum of 20 people. That will also be reservation only until we can, you know, get back to normal.
Okay. So registration is the key thing. You can go to DecaturYMCA.org, and right at the very top, there's a you've got schedules, register, join, give. Those buttons are right at the very top of the page. Click on register. You still have some classes open, but I wouldn't think it'll take long to fill these.
Well, that's what we're hoping, and that, you know, and I'm looking at if we get a lot of positive feedback, we might have to add a class here and there just to, you know, satisfy the numbers.
All right, and then can I register just a week at a time right now?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
So I need to come back, like if I want Zumba with Jackie, I got to come back every week and then re-register for that.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
That is correct.
I can't believe they let you come out of the house and talk about digital stuff because you're so comfortable doing it.
Isn't that crazy? I should not be talking about it.
Well, somebody's got to show up and teach. So that's the important part. All right. So people can quit putting off this, whether it's 5 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever it might be. And I understand. Man, do I understand.
Sure.
Life has just been difficult, and it is so easy to comfort eat, you know, and then not exercise. And then the next day you feel bad about doing that. And then you just kind of spiral. I mean, I get all of it, you know, fragile mental states, the whole nine yards. Getting outside in some sunshine and exercising, it would be a perfect solution for everyone, no matter where you are in this, or how far down the hole you are, or maybe you've been staying active, just being in proximity with other people and doing it in a safe way in the great outdoors.
Yeah.
That's going to be wonderful.
It is going to be great. I can't wait. And luckily, we're going to have some good weather here for the next week, so we'll be able to hold all those classes.
All right. Walk through the classes with me real quick. What's Burn Lab? What do you do there?
So Burn Lab is going to be choreographed to music, and it's all body weight, and you'll have a track or song that is mostly cardio, and then you'll alternate with a track that will be body weight strength training. So, of course, your burpees and your push-ups and your walk-ups and all that fun stuff.
All right.
Climbers, all that.
Exactly. And then what are the dance classes? Because I will not be doing one of these, but there might be other people that enjoy it.
That's basically kind of, I look at it as the old-time, like, Jane Fonda stuff. You just move it, you know, you're moving and you're moving to more dancey songs. And I'm with you. I'm not a dancer, not even on a good day. And very, very light, low impact.
All right, but there's plenty of people out there who will enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, HIIT, you've got literally, for people who don't know what that literally is high intensity.
Interval training.
Training. That's a really, what I like about that is everyone can do everything for a little while.
Oh my gosh, yes. And it'll be up to Carrie what her intervals will be. You know, she could have longer intervals at some point and shorter ones. It'll probably be a lot of plyometrics. It's going to be a little bit more high impact, high intensity.
All right. And then on the go?
That will be a little bit lower impact, low intensity of what your HIIT would be. So you're going to have I would call that a little bit of dance fitness and strength training. With this one, will just be body weight, but a lot more low impact.
All right. And then you're teaching the Pilates class.
Right.
And for people who've never tried Pilates.
Okay. So everything that I will do will be on a mat, and it's core strength based.
People
and
bring their own mats?
Yes. We would love for people to bring their own mats, but we will have 10 mats available in case people forget or don't have one.
Okay. Yeah. Strength and conditioning.
Strength and conditioning, that's going to be nothing but strength, no cardio, all body weight. So you're going to look at your stationary lunges, squats, push-ups, all different kinds, dips, things like that.
All right, and strong by Zumba.
That's the one, if you remember, that we did in WSOYMCA Challenge, where it's choreographed to music and you have blocks, and some of it will be high-intensity cardio, and then you're going to have some high-intensity strength impact training. Definitely that is not for the faint of heart.
No,
that's gonna be the toughest one.
If you're coming back, that's not your first class you want to go to.
That's gonna be the tough one.
All right. And then finally Tabata.
So Tabata is the one where it's very strict intervals, you know, 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. You have 8 cycles. And that's a very strict one. That's gonna be it can be low or high impact, but very high intensity.
Named after Dr. Izumi Tabata, who was a Japanese physician and researcher who connected the interval-based training model. I love it. That's one of my favorites. All right. So once again, you can go to the website to register, and classes begin Monday. Is that right?
Monday, 5:30 a.m. with Carrie.
All right. DecaturYMCA.org. And if you want to go to just type in DecaturYMCA.org/register, it'll take you right there. Or just click on the register button of the main page or look for them on Facebook. I'm very excited. You're going to be able to get out and do what you love to do and motivate people to get back into it.
Yes, I am so happy. And we need to just make sure that you do all my digital stuff and tell people what to do. So you're better at it than I am.
Well, hey, listen, somebody, you got to save your energy to teach the class. All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too,
Ryan. And very excited for you. Monday, they'll be outside.
Boom.
If I were starting out, if I were you, maybe I haven't done anything for a while, stay away from the Zumba. Maybe even stay away from the Tabata. You might go with on the go. You might go with some Pilates. Maybe even a little burn lab. The HIIT stuff and the Tabata I like because it's like you got really hard for like 20 seconds. And then you rest 10 seconds. And you go hard for 20 seconds. I mean, you can push yourself for 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
And the high intensity interval training, you know, the HIIT, H-I-I-T, that's what that stands for. I like that a lot too. And there's been a lot of studies about, like, you know, people that like to run marathons, like that's great cardio, but the actual interval training is better for you physically.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the NFL and NBA, that's their way of going. You see their workout videos and stuff online.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
All right. Well, there you go. There's back to normal on Monday, or back on the road headed towards normal. At the YMCA.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.